One hundo P. Whoa, yeah, that's something. What's going on in the TikTok world?
What's up?
What's going on in the universe of the tick and the talk?
I don't know. Why are you asking me?
You're supposed to be the one that informs me of these things.
I'm the informant?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, I'm not going to look it up myself.
I mean, I don't know.
And we're back.
Welcome back, everybody, to
Fish
Burrito.
Yes.
How are we doing?
We're back again. Glad to be back. Always a pleasure. You're in the Swiss Alps right now skiing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Swiss Alps. Nah, man. Europe would not allow us right now. That's for sure.
I guess there are other Alps.
Huh?
Geography.
Geography.
Name 17 of your favorite places. Go ahead.
17.
Yep.
Scotland.
Okay.
Great.
This is a great bit.
Pinehurst.
Ooh.
Wisconsin.
Ooh.
Hell.
Mm. Lovely this time.
Freddie Gibbs house.
Ooh, skinny Shug.
The Capitol on January 6th.
Wow. remember.
And we're back to politics.
Yes.
Shit.
We got to stay away from it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun to. Oh, you know what? Cloris Leachman. R.I.P.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P. Queen.
Rest in peace, Sophie.
Sophie. Yeah. You told me about that.
Yeah.
To the moon.
To the moon.
To the moon.
I wonder how the stocks are doing right now.
Stonks!
We're recording this a week ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I showed you, or I told you about my company that I've been putting a little money into.
Been a little bip.
They were doing real nice when we recorded this. Who knows where we are now?
Are we brokers now, or are we just talking about the stonks?
I mean, we've done so much.
Yeah.
In the last year.
Yeah.
Virologists. Epidemiologists. Financial advisors.
Yeah.
I mean, we're
now
real estate
brokers.
Moguls?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, maybe that's the next thing.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
There's just going to be a land grab. Everyone's going to start moving to the middle of the country.
Yeah.
It's got to happen.
Just investing in real estate all day.
So, the year of the mega fire.
What?
Yeah, like mega fires is a thing now, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, 2020, we saw the entire world catch on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, probably time to get away from the fires, right? But then you move, and it's like every place has its thing.
Yeah.
It's like in the east, we got the fucking, you actually have seasons, except for Florida. Humidity
yeah.
is awful. Everyone hates that. Cold is awful. But then you got like tornadoes in places.
And hurricanes?
Like, it's tornado season. You're like, what?
I gotta worry about tornadoes?
What the fuck do you mean it's tornado season?
Yeah.
Yeah, so every place kind of has its shitty.
But at least with tornadoes, you're kind of prepared.
Fires.
Know? But earthquakes? And
earthquakes.
Fires?
That's true.
You never see that shit coming.
That's very true, yeah.
Just flare up out
happen.
Of nowhere.
They
yeah.
can just happen. That's annoying.
Yeah.
And it's expensive.
Yeah.
Ugh.
God damn it.
California.
You gotta pay $200 to re-register your car every year.
What?
You're not re-registered your car yet?
I don't have a car.
Oh, that's true. Well, you got to pay $200 every year to re-register it.
And for what? So a homeless guy can shit next to it every
yeah.
morning?
Fuck, dude.
This place is trash.
You get some
vaccine
needles around your car every morning?
Oh, yeah, that's what they are. Those are vaccine needles for sure. Apparently, there's an abundance of vaccines. I saw some guys administering their vaccine this morning under an overpass. It was fantastic. The earth is healing.
Oh yes.
Did you see
now that people on TikTok are like using the stock market thing towards like Instagram now?
What do you mean?
I saw a TikTok that was like, you know, guys, people like Kylie Jenner, they make money off of how many followers they have on Instagram. So we should all, as a collective, start unfollowing all these accounts that have hundreds of millions of followers to bring down their money. It's a whole new mentality going on here, man.
Just
we're
crabs in a fucking
we're banding
bucket.
Together, you know. We're taking down the The rich and powerful.
Eat the rich.
Next up, Bill Gates.
Oh, fuck him. He's the devil. He's trying to chip us all.
He's trying to raise the Xbox Game Pass price. Fuck him.
That was amazing, though.
That was fucked.
Well, the people fought back.
The people fought back?
Yeah, they said, absolutely not. Yeah. And Xbox, just like that.
Just like that.
Nope. We're not going to do it. Don't worry. Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Hey, guess what? You can get EA Sports. You can get Rory McIlroy for free if you got the Game Pass. Come on in, guys. It's a great game. No, it's not. Shut your mouth.
Fuck you, out Bill. Of here.
Piece of shit. Wait, did we get past the nice boy? Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Do you want to do a 10-minute nice boy?
No, okay. Not necessarily. I mean, it doesn't matter.
All right.
We're making so much fun. This is just, it's absurd. We don't even need to worry about that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Brand ambassadors.
Of what?
Rolex.
Yeah, dude.
BMW.
True.
Soon road.
I've got an i8 in the driveway.
It, you know, you could have done better.
Really?
It's okay.
BMW told me it was like their best one.
It's all right.
Shit. They fucked me, bro.
Who else?
Who else are we taking down? In the
Chris D'Elia. Where is Chris D'Elia? Let's get
him. What, dude, seriously though, where is he? Where is he? Does anyone know? We need like a Chris D'Elia update segment.
Like the is Jonah Hill fat thing that you showed me? Like where on earth is Chris D'Elia?
Yeah, we need updates.
Carmen Sandiego. Do you remember Carmen Sandiego?
No.
Where on earth is Carmen Sandiego?
I don't know that at all.
Oh, that was the shit.
Damn.
Saturday morning cartoons. Fox, I believe. Carmen Sandiego was always the one who was like, God, I wish this would be off. Spider-Man's next. What the fuck?
What are we talking about? I don't even know what this is.
Saturday morning cartoons. You never had that?
No.
What?
I mean, I would watch like some cartoons.
There would be like a block, Looney Tunes. Like a, I'd say like a 7, maybe even 6:30 to like noon block. Just back to back.
I mean, I watched, like, Cartoon Network and shit.
Well, no. This is, like, before the Cartoon Network.
Oh.
Yeah, like, so networks would actually schedule on Saturday mornings, like, cartoons to come on.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was the big block. Shows like Recess. But, no.
I love Recess.
See, I didn't fuck around with, like, NBC, ABC. I was more of a Fox guy. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I liked, because they had the Marvel shit.
Oh, yeah.
Spider-Man, X-Men, who the fuck? Dude, Mega Man. There was a Mega Man animated show that came on the mornings. Oh, yeah, shit. On Fox. Yeah, dude, it was fucking sick. UPN. You remember UPN?
No.
WB. Like
Warner Brothers?
Yeah, it was like Channel 13. It was always like the shitty channel, right?
Yeah.
That's where on Sundays, early, Dragon Ball Z. What?
Never watched Dragon Ball Z, dude. Never watched it. I never watched any superhero cartoons. Yeah.
Damn.
It was a lot of like Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, stuff like that. Yeah.
So Cartoon Network then. Old school.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo.
Powerpuff Girls.
Codename Kids Next Door.
Wow. Yeah.
I think that was Nickelodeon.
I was a little older for that one, but yes, I still saw it a lot.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Were you on drugs?
I would just fall. No. No, I just always would fall asleep with Cartoon Network on. Mm. So when I'd wake up in the morning, you know, it's always going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Oh. Yeah, I'm supposed to be living my life and growing up.
No, Cartoon Network.
Oh, no. I'm going to live with my mom forever.
I love Saturday morning cartoons.
No, that was great, though. I miss that. I always look forward to it.
Oh, wow.
Every Saturday.
You know what I popped on every morning before school was VH1 or MTV.
Really?
They just play music videos in the morning. It was dope.
Those days are gone.
Gone forever.
Crazy.
It's all reality shows on those channels now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And fucking Rob Dyrdek doing Tosh.0.
Yeah. And what? Ridiculousness?
Yeah.
That shit is on all the time.
That's all it is. That's basically all that show is, or that network is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Earn shame.
Good for him, though.
Yeah.
I mean, a professional skateboarder who just blew up. I mean, had the personality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus. I mean, turned it into an empire. That guy is fucking caked now.
Mm-hmm.
We should hang out with him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We'll get him on the pod.
You know, I don't want to bring our value down.
All right.
Yeah, he's not really on brand with what we're doing, but.
What is our brand? Remind me again.
Pee-pee, poo-poo, dum-dum. Mark Wahlberg's got a stupid face, which I, you know, it's just fun stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck Mark Wahlberg.
Fuck.
What, are you trying to be his friend?
Yeah, maybe.
Wow.
I mean, Boogie Nights 2 comes out. Someone's going to have to carry that dong around. It might as well be me. Of course, Mr. Wahlberg. Put it over my shoulder. Of course.
It's so heavy.
It's so heavy. Oh, it's so slippery. I hate it. We were getting into Wahlberg. What was the other movie you were talking about?
Departed?
Wait, you watched both of them? You
watched Ted? Oh, the one I watched with Ted? I watched The Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games. Yeah. Now there's a movie.
Yeah.
You know who I love?
Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah, I already knew it was coming. You love her, dude.
I love her.
You know what I didn't know? She's supposed to be playing a 16-year-old on that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what?
That brings up some troubling.
That's weird.
Having troubling feelings about a 16-year-old then.
Well, the actress
Cut
is actually.
That part out.
The actress is actually like 20 or some shit.
No,
yeah.
She's 35. Yeah. But apparently I love.
Where is she? Where is Jennifer Lawrence?
Probably with Chris D'Elia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, good for him.
That makes me, that bums me out.
She's not actually with Chris D'Elia.
Got his dirty hands all over my girl. Get out of here, Chris. No, so Katniss.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I honestly, so here's the thing.
All jokes aside, do like that movie.
I used to not like it. I used to think I didn't like it.
Right.
I remember I watched it at first in IMAX, but it was a really shitty IMAX theater.
Okay.
And that movie has so much shaky cam in it that it was almost nauseating to watch in an IMAX theater. So I didn't really enjoy it that much when I first saw it. But ever since then, I was always like, yeah, that movie sucks. Hmm. I watched it like once before. And I was like, yeah, I don't. But watching it again, I was like, no lie, this is probably the best one. The first one.
Hmm.
I used to think Catching Fire was like peak Hunger Games.
Which one is that?
That's the second one.
Okay.
It's where they pull all of the like past winners together. And they're like, all of the past winners are in the Hunger Games now.
Yeah.
And that one was just like a more like blockbustery type movie.
Okay.
The first one felt more like a almost experimental in a way.
Hmm.
I guess, I mean, the shaky cam shit. But what I liked most was like there were these moments of like silence. And by silence, I mean like these characters are talking in like a big, like populated area, but it's so like eerily silent.
Mm.
Like she's got this interview at one point before the Hunger Games with the, you know, the Stanley Tucci guy.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so silent. It's
right.
just her talking.
Right.
And I like, it felt weird. I don't know why. I guess I was just used to having like background noise or something.
Absolutely.
Like maybe like a crowd like Walla or something. But no, it was just very eerily silent. And like when they're announcing the names, there's like no music. When they're fight, there's like some fight scenes, and then there's like nothing, just the fighting.
Yeah.
It was cool. Not gonna lie. I fucked with it. I fucked with it heavy.
I love Jennifer Lawrence. So
it's
a win for me.
It's a win, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
No matter what.
You know who else I love? Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz is great.
Except for the whole...
No, that video is legendary.
His junk popping out. Like, come on. That was so fun. I forgot we did that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I covered the dick with a squirrel.
Lenny's pecker fell out. Oh, no. Lenny, shalom.
That's a fish burrito greatest hit right there.
That's a banger.
Yeah.
I remember... My first experience with Hunger Games, just going into it and being like, what kind of bullshit are we going to watch now? You know, like, it just felt like, oh, this what's is the next more,
phenomenon?
Exactly. Here we go. This is Twilight all over fucking again. Yep. And then the second I locked eyes with Jennifer Lawrence, I knew this is going to be the one for me. I just this movie's fantastic.
So you didn't read the books?
No. No, no, no.
Are you illiterate?
Define illiterate.
I mean,
can I read?
Yeah.
I don't like what you're implying right now, Cal.
I'm just saying, can you read?
Absolutely.
If I gave you a book, if I gave you a fan fiction and told you to read it aloud,
would I do it?
Would you read? Would you be able to read it?
1,000,000,000%.
Okay.
I'm going to make up a lot of it.
Okay.
But for the most part, I can read.
All right. Cool.
I mean, I read all the Game of Thrones books.
Oh, did you?
Oh, those are hefty.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I knew they were hefty.
Hefty. Yeah. Yeah, I read all those. Obsequious. It's my favorite word that I got.
Is that the word of the day today?
Well, no, no. That was my favorite word that I got from Game of Thrones. Gotcha. Obsequious.
What does it mean?
Overly servile.
What does servile mean?
Subservient. Mm.
Yes. Cool. Yes. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, cheers.
Learn something new every day.
That's what being old's like. Take away words from books.
So one thing we learned today is MJ can read
words. I can read.
Are
a reader.
I read The Hunger Games. They were pretty good.
How many?
Three.
Three, yeah.
What was crazy, though, is when I was walking around the book section at Target getting my Percy Jackson box set.
Cool guy. Cool guy alert.
Hunger Games, the writer, wrote a prequel.
I got $40. $40 today. And if you nasty, I'll throw in 60. We're popping, ladies. Ladies!
That should have been the Percy Jackson drop.
Yeah.
Ladies!
No, that should have been the Jennifer Lawrence drop.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer Lawrence. Don't even bring her
God up. God damn it.
Oh, yeah, she got some power in her little booty. I already knew. Yeah,
that's Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, this is Jennifer. For sure.
She got some power with a little booty. Oh, my God. No, but you're at Target, Percy Jackson.
And I saw that she wrote a prequel book for The Hunger Games.
Ah.
It's like the fifth Hunger Games or something like that. It's like one of the first ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, maybe I'll read it when it's on sale.
Who wrote these books?
Suzanne Collins.
Suzanne Collins. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll read them.
You should. They're pretty fucking good.
Just gets me that much closer to Ms. Lawrence.
I don't know if it does.
You think her and Martin Lawrence are related?
No.
Obviously not.
Yeah. Well, no, according to that one chick from the TikTok, where she's like Barack Obama and Sarah Palin.
Anyone could be related.
They could be related. See? Through genealogy, See? Dude.
Run, tell dad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Run, tell dad. I'm not sure if you ever saw that special. It's a Martin Lawrence special.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't watch Martin Lawrence comedy.
What?
No.
Dude, that's what we should do. We should start watching Martin.
Yeah?
Yes.
You need to watch Whiplash.
Fuck. You gave me homework, idiot. And I didn't do it.
Yeah. I gave MJ easy homework.
He said literally just watch this movie.
Watch Whiplash and possibly In Bruges.
I've seen In Bruges, but I need
to. But you don't remember it.
Right.
MJ, this is the same. We've talked about this a million times.
Let's just pretend I did watch the movie. And then you talk about it and I'll just nod and be like, oh, yeah. I love that part.
No, I don't like that. I don't like talking too much about movies.
The thing about it is, even if I watch a movie, that's basically all I'm going to do. Because I don't know, like, I've been thinking about it. Do I need to, like, because we're doing this, the podcast, right?
Yeah.
And in the podcast, more often than not, we do come up on critiquing things or, you know what I mean, talking about. And, like, do I need to, like, take a class on how to do this? Because it's not in my nature, apparently, just inherently.
And you don't have to either.
Well, no.
Yeah.
But you see what I mean? Like, I feel like some people just naturally kind of, like, or more observant?
I think that for me, I wasn't really naturally observant. Mm-hmm. I sort of learned along the way. Like for me, I went into a big video essay binge in college, and there are some really talented video essayists on YouTube that talk about movies in like this very like in-depth way that I've never really heard before or seen before.
Okay.
And plus I started hanging out with friends that are very much like movie nerds and love to like really get into like, okay, what makes this movie good or bad? Like they really try to like dig deep into it. And then I started to learn more in college about like, you know, cinematography, editing, directing, writing, all that shit.
Okay.
And so it just started to naturally like become something I look at.
Definitely.
When I watch a movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So even I'll like watch movies now that I've seen forever ago and I'll like pick up more and like, oh, why did I like this when I was like, you know, 15 years old?
Right.
Like what gravitated me towards it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've got none of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I saw the trailer for The Little Things, that Denzel movie with Jared Leto.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is just some Oscar bait.
Immediately
bullshit.
Wanted to go to Leto's summer camp.
Oh yeah.
That was the first thing
I immediately
thought.
Had to go to Camp Mars and you know
terraform.
And I wanted to, you know, wear the white gown.
Is that what Elon's been talking about this whole time? Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Elon.
He's just setting up rocket trips to Jared Leto's fucking summer camp.
It's like on another planet. That's why I had to pay $6,500 to go just hang out with him.
You got to do a little bit more than that.
Oh, my God. If y'all don't know about this Jared Leto shit.
He didn't know that the pandemic had happened.
Yeah, because he was busy fucking all of his fans.
Oh, my God. Like, who's like, that big of a Jared Leto fan? The one thing you're not allowed to talk about is anything, like, from the DC universe.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one taboo topic.
Yeah,
like,
you can't talk about Suicide Squad.
Hey, listen, if we talk about Suicide, if he even hears...
And Heath Ledger, hear about Heath Ledger.
Yeah, he will lose his shit. He might beat you to death. And the whole time he's going,
He starts painting the damage tattoo on his head.
He puts the grill in. Oh no.
Starts doing in the Joaquin Phoenix movie, he's just painting himself, just like smiling. He's like, I'm a good actor.
I'm the best actor ever. Hey, Harry Goldfarb. Is it Goldfarb? Goldfarb. Requiem?
I don't know.
Requiem for a Dream?
I think it's Goldfarb.
Goldfarb.
Yeah.
He was good in that.
Oh yeah.
He was really good.
Yeah. I was talking with one of my friends about
that. That movie was so good that Marlon Wayans was good.
Yeah.
He was also really good in Don't Be a Menace. So, yeah. Okay. Go on.
I was talking to one of my friends about that movie recently, actually, because he just saw the Little Things movie, and he was like, I hate Jared Leto now. And I was like, dude, honestly, me too. He's a fucking asshole.
What?
He just overacts. You know what I mean?
Huh.
He's just a cringy dude.
Really?
And he just tries so hard to be like the guy that you're like, oh, he's like really going for it. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I mean, look at Joker, dude. He like, and he like tries to do this whole method actor thing where he's like still in character even before the movie even starts filming. Like, do you remember the Joker shit with the Suicide Squad where he was sending people
fucked up,
used up condoms and like dead rats and shit?
Don't do that.
It's like, dude, that's fucking cringy.
Because at the end of the day, if you really break it all down, I understand it's art and it's this and blah, blah, blah. It's a fucking job.
Yeah.
And you don't want your coworkers to be fucking creeps.
I don't even think Heath Ledger did that shit when he was a Joker.
Well, because he's actually talented.
He's actually a good actor.
Yeah, he's talented. Yeah. I mean, have you ever seen A Knight's Tale?
No.
Ooh. Heath Ledger's best movie
by
far.
Really?
I mean.
Above The Dark Knight? The movie that he gets so much praise over.
Listen, when you see A Knight's Tale, when you see what I'm talking about, you're going to be like, the dark what? You're going to be like, who the fuck is Christian Bale? Who is Daniel Day-Lewis? Who is fucking, name another good actor.
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, there is nothing.
Yeah.
Because Heath Ledger in A Knight's Tale. Wait. No, that's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Brokeback Mountain.
How much better would it have been if Heath Ledger fucked Jared Leto in the ass?
Oh my God.
That'd be great. That would have been great. no, just spits on his hand.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God.
So, yeah, Knight's Tale. That's my. If anyone takes anything away,
I can't
from
tell
this
if you're
episode,
trolling or not.
Just watch the movie.
All right.
It's I'll watch phenomenal.
The movie.
It's
I'll watch the movie.
Fantastic.
But back to little back, things for a sec. Back. Jared Leto, so Denzel Washington.
He plays a serial killer.
He plays a serial
right?
killer. Okay. But so what I heard from my friend who saw the movie, he was like, Denzel went into the like the filming hating Jared Leto. He like, I don't like his method acting bullshit. It's fucking annoying. It ruins shooting schedules because they're just trying to be the actual character outside of the cameras rolling. So what Denzel did, he started to go method against Jared Leto. He would follow him to his house.
Like he was the cop?
Yeah, and start watching him from the outside into his window, like into his house, and just like stand there just to fuck with him.
That's fucking insane. That's
fucking, I was like, that's fucking awesome.
That
like,
is just, goat level shit yeah, right there.
I love Denzel.
That's he's, amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Just to fuck with him. I think you're a good actor.
Just, oh okay. Yeah? Okay. You method now, bitch.
My man.
Like, I got a flashback to the Training Day.
Right.
He is in outer space.
He's in the Avatar state.
Oh man. I gotta get back on that shit, man.
I need to watch this movie then. Now I'm interested.
I haven't seen it.
Now it's got a little bit of heat.
I'm like, you know, it just seems like it seems like a scenario where they're trying to do Seven again.
That is the first thing that I thought.
Yeah.
What's in the box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not going to happen.
This is the first thing that I thought.
It's the director that made The Blind Side. Like,
oh.
Let's not expect anything out of this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, Mr. Orr is not happy about this movie, huh?
Huh?
Blind Side?
The movie sucks.
And, like, a lot of it was very inaccurate.
Yeah. It's very much like White Savior the whole way through. Mm-hmm. It's like the guy, it paints it as like the guy didn't try to do anything for himself. Just this white family brought him into
and
their
saved,
home
yeah.
and saved his life.
Sandra Bullock saves the day again.
And there's a scene where he.
Congeniality.
Sorry. There's a scene where he goes back to like his neighborhood or something. And, you know, it's a very like projects kind of neighborhood. And he's hanging out with his buddies. And they're all doing drugs, and then they get busted by the cops. And it's like, oh, you don't belong in that neighborhood. You belong with us, because that's where you're safe.
Well, I mean, kind of, right?
I mean, kind of, yeah. I knew we were gonna but, be, like, ah, it was very...
stay away from Jared. Jared's bad for you.
No, but The Blind Side sucks.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
My dad loved that movie, and he always wanted to watch it, because, you know, that's like a, you know... White Savior.
Yeah. Your dad liked that movie?
Oh, he loves that movie.
Weird.
He now likes it as a joke.
Okay.
Because we
it's
were all
ironic.
We all started clowning him for it. We're like, Dad, come on, Blind Side sucks. He's like, no, great movie.
He's like, no, but seriously, let's put it on.
No, let's watch it again though. I don't remember exactly.
I missed a couple of lines. Let's run it back. Run it back.
I mean, he just wants to watch Sandra Bullock.
Is there?
You know?
I can't think of a movie that. Is there a movie that like no matter what you'll just watch? Like, if it's on, you just sit down and you'll watch it.
That's a good question.
You know?
I mean, I think there's a lot for me.
So do I.
Like, the first that comes to mind is Big Lebowski.
Oh, come on.
I'll watch that anytime, any day,
please.
Anywhere, any state of mind.
Yes.
I'll fucking watch it.
It was on Netflix for, like, a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Very brief.
Yeah.
And I watched it I watched it, like, four times a day at one point.
God, it's so good.
I'll fall asleep with it on. Like, mm-hmm. It's just perfect. It's a fucking perfect film.
Yeah.
Hey, rest in peace to Truman Capote. What's his name? Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
Ooh.
God.
Oif. Good guy. Wait. For Philip.
We're popping, ladies. Ladies.
He was a great actor.
Always He's also in the
creep.
What?
Always a creep, but, you know.
He was in this movie called Schenectady, New York, which I really want to watch.
Schenectady.
It's a good one. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't seen it. I thought you were doing a joke with a Schenectady thing.
Schenectady is how you pronounce it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Schenectady.
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 Really?
Yes.
That's not how it's spelled at all.
Look it up.
Schenectady.
Schenectady.
Interesting.
I think you're trying to like.
But it's Schenectady.
Schenectady.
Now I can't remember the pronunciation. Schenectady.
Schenectady.
I think you're wrong.
Look it up.
I think you're wrong.
Look
dude.
It up.
You want me to look it up right now? Dude, it's It's Schenectady.
Schenectady.
Okay,
Schenectady.
Whatever. But apparently he's in that movie and it's really fucking good.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
What's it about?
I don't know.
Oh, have you ever seen Twister?
Of course I have, dude.
Helen Hunt.
Fuck yeah.
I used to kind of have a thing for Helen Hunt.
Isn't Helen Hunt? No, it's. Is Helen Hunt the one that does Mrs. Incredible?
I don't know.
I think so.
She was in Pay It Forward?
Nope.
She's hot in Pay It Forward.
No, that's a different girl. Never mind. Raising Arizona?
Nope.
You never seen it?
No, oh, of course I've seen it.
That's not Helen Hunt. No. Oh, okay. Different person.
No.
Different person.
Okay.
I was thinking of the chick from Raising Arizona.
Arizona. Come on. Have you seen Leslie's Art? For Raising Arizona?
No.
Yeah. It's the scene where he's like in the grocery store with the pantyhose over his head.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it's so good.
Oh,
it's,
I gotta see that
it's
shit.
It's amazing, yeah.
Man, that's awesome.
You
know what I started watching, though, that I'm really gonna get into? The Boys.
I told you to watch that forever ago. And now you're, oh, now I'm going on to it. Oh,
hey, man, I, you know.
Shit happens. Hit the Powerball one, the yellow one. Hit it.
Watch the Powerball.
Yeah. Well, watch the Powerball.
Hey, man. I get late to the party sometimes,
dude,
all right?
It's a great party to show up
late
to.
It's a great party.
Holy shit.
That's for sure.
It is. The Boys is fantastic.
I'm only two episodes in.
Oh.
Fucking
good. I'm jealous. I'm legitimately jealous right now.
You know what blew my mind? The main kid where his girlfriend got killed.
Yes.
That guy?
Yes.
He's in the Hunger Games. He's barely in it, but he's one of the fighters. He's barely in it. Like, it's like a blink and you miss him type character.
Really?
He has like one line, but he's always just like chilling there next to like the, you know, the big bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
crazy.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
I mean, he's the main character in this.
I know.
Yeah.
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 Well,
I mean, yeah, TV shows. Yeah,
jealous.
I can't wait.
You know, I can't hear you in the mic.
I am so jealous.
Yeah,
I really am.
I can't wait to really.
It is fantastic. I want to ruin every bit of it for you.
It's hard.
Spoiler alert coming up. Here we go, Cal.
No,
let's watch Cal just be defeated.
If I take off my headphones, I can hear you, right?
Yes. No, you can hear me. I'll mime it to you. No, it's so good. Ah, oh, damn. Hurry up and finish it.
I'm going to watch it.
And obviously, we're a little late to the party, but.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It's great.
I am typically. Dude, I haven't even watched Attack on Titan season 4. I got to watch.
I haven't watched season 1. Maybe that's what I should do.
You should watch Attack on Titan.
Then no one has powers.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. They just can, like, they have the, like, weird little grappling hooks that are steam-powered.
Oh, you haven't
That's
watched.
That's fucking stupid.
You haven't watched it, then.
You're right, I haven't. I just know that.
I'm just going to say,
there are powers. All right, then I'm in.
And they're fucking sick.
See, once there's powers involved, this guy's
dude.
In.
Dude, it's good.
I don't like to watch normal people do stuff. We get enough of that.
Can I just tell you the powers?
I think so, yeah.
Can I tell you them?
Yeah.
Are you okay with it?
I don't mind.
Some of them can
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Some of them can turn into Titans.
Oh, to fight Titans. Fun. But then they're just naked, weird bodies.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But when they grow into Titans, the Titans have powers. Titans have different abilities. It's very interesting.
Very curious.
It's fucking amazing.
Huh.
And Mikasa, she doesn't, I mean, like, her powers, she's just fucking insane at using those blades and the grappling hooks.
Mm-hmm.
She's a fucking badass.
Mikasa.
Mikasa.
Mikasa. I like that name.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Attack on Titan.
Yes.
Is a yes.
You have to watch it.
Okay.
It's just good storytelling, too.
Right.
It's incredible.
Hmm.
Second season is a little bit of a lull because they made the first season and they caught up to the manga and then there was no more manga and they were like, well, we have to wait for more manga to come out.
Mm.
And then the manga came out and it was very like slow. So they had to make the second season really slow.
Okay.
And then they waited like another 2 years for more manga.
How many seasons of the show are there?
This is the fourth and final season that's out right now.
Cool.
It's like still coming out.
Right. Yeah. Right. Hmm. So three was good. One was good. Two was slow. Three was good.
Three is fucking crazy.
Okay.
Cool. Oh my God. They really hit the races there.
It was on like Adult Swim back in the day. Mm-hmm. And like, I remember watching it and being like, the fuck is this goofy shit? Why are there just giant naked people walking around? I was like, next.
It's a commentary, bro.
Yeah.
It's commentary.
I don't like that. It's Black History Month, bro. just a hard segue. Just a hard non sequitur right there.
It is Black History Month. And you know what we're going to showcase right now?
Yes. Miles Morales.
Miles Morales, baby.
Let's go.
Fucking go.
Blider Man.
Blider.
Spider-Man. I wish they had done something fun like that.
Have you been catching up with any Spider-Man 3 news?
No, not at all.
You don't know who's going to be in it? Like at all?
Porky Pig. There was Spider Pig, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not this Spider-Man 3. The Tom Holland Spider-Man 3.
Oh, no. No.
You don't know who's going to be in that movie?
No.
Tobey Maguire?
What? They're going to bring back the other Spideys.
Andrew Garfield? Who's that? Second Spider-Man.
That guy's got to go.
No, man.
Not a name.
He wasn't given a chance.
You know what? He didn't deserve one.
Yes, he did.
Nope.
He was pretty good.
Nope.
Yeah, but he was too attractive.
You know what?
He was this too attractive.
He was like Roger Waters. Or not Roger Waters. Who was the fuck? Roger Waters. That's Pink Floyd. he's like, what's his fucking name? Roger Moore.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Oh, it's Sean Connery, Pierce Brosnan. That's it.
That's a good comparison, though.
You see what I'm saying?
Now, to be fair, Roger Moore. Roger Moore.
Yeah.
He was in the awkward phase of James Bond.
Absolutely.
Where they were just copying whatever was popular. Like,
100%.
Fully.
Yeah.
Like, no shame.
But also, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
What was your friend's name? What's his name?
Andrew Garfield, bro.
Fuck you, Andrew.
He's a talented actor. Fuck you.
What else is he in?
Under the Silver Lake.
Trash. Go on. Three more titles. Give them to me. Let me do this.
Silence.
Trash.
Damn.
Two more. You got two more.
I just gave you two.
I said two more.
Two more after two?
Yeah.
I mean, four
titles.
Shit.
Exactly. He's garbage.
What is he in?
What else
dude?
Is Tobey Maguire in, now that I think about it?
Great Gatsby. Seabiscuit.
Good. Ooh. Horses aren't smart, huh?
No. Damn, dude, I didn't know we were just going to trash horses today.
We're coming after everyone. Where's D'Elia? Get him back out here.
Oh, my God. We're trashing Mark Wahlberg today.
Why is Tobey Maguire going to be in the third one?
Why do you think?
Are they doing the multiverse?
Yeah, what became super popular?
Got it. So they're getting the crossover. So he'll be the older, obviously.
I have a feeling.
I mean, Tobey Maguire probably still looks like he's 17.
Oh, yeah.
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 So he probably looks younger than Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm going to put this out there right now because I'm not trying to get too hype about it.
Is Kristen Dunst
coming? I guarantee you Tobey Maguire is going to be in it for like 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Paycheck out.
He demanded a lot of money, too.
He's standing in front of Tom Holland's house doing the Denzel. My man.
Tom Holland's just like, oh, who is that guy?
Why are you out there? I'm method acting. Fuck you.
And then he just leaves.
Yeah.
It's like,
who's that guy? All right.
Yeah.
He's just sitting out in front of his house eating Chinese food, staring at his window.
Now, Tobey Maguire's just going to be in an ad in the next Spider-Man movie.
Right.
It's going to show up for a bit.
So they are going to try and do... Oh, I keep fucking money.
I guarantee you they're going to do Spider-Verse.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Capitalize on it.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing is I really did dig that shit.
This is the best Spider-Man movie to ever come out, I think.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that.
Yeah.
I thought it was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, just the interplay, like the animation was cool. Like the Spider-Verse itself is a cool idea. A new Spider-Man was a cool idea, but then with like the grizzled old Spider-Man, and it was perfect.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
The video game?
The Miles Morales video game?
Good.
Fucking banger.
Banger.
Oh my God.
You beat
God.
It in like 20 minutes.
Well, it's a short game.
Yeah.
Like they advertise it as like, guys, it's not a full game. It's like, it's basically a bigger DLC.
Gotcha.
And the story was really good. It was just short. And I was really bummed when it ended. I was like, damn, I want more.
Right.
Like,
right.
And that means it's good.
They're going to give you more. Is there going to be another one of those?
Another Spider-Verse movie?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Really?
It's coming out next year.
Sony's been just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm fucking stoked, man.
Yeah. Man, I mean, after 2020, I mean, Jesus Christ, we need some new stuff to come out.
I know.
God, I'm watching all this old shit. Actually, there's been a couple.
There's still
cool
been new
things.
Shit coming
yeah.
out. I've
yeah,
been really
there's
bad
been some
about,
cool stuff.
I've been really bad about watching new shit.
Dude.
I was proud of me for watching Soul and Wonder Woman. I haven't watched any other new shit other than that.
Ugh.
Fucking sucked, though.
I mean, Soul was great.
Soul was good.
But Jesus. Wonder Woman sucked. We've been there. It was awful.
Dude. The Zack Snyder Justice League's coming out next month.
That's that thing you made. Yeah. The, like, director's cut thing that's, like,
yeah.
5 hours.
4 hours.
Ugh.
That's exhausting, man.
It really is.
Why do you gotta do that?
Yeah, look at Ben Affleck's stupid face for 4 hours. No, I like Ben Affleck. It's Mark Wahlberg that I got a problem with.
Do you like Ben Affleck as Batman?
No.
No?
It's Michael Keaton or go fuck yourself.
All right. I fuck with that.
I like Michael Keaton. I like Tim Burton Batman.
What about Kevin Conroy?
The
animated
the
guy.
Fuck is
animated Batman.
Oh, the voice of Batman?
Yeah.
That is the voice
That's
of Batman.
That's the voice of Batman.
Like when Christian Bale's doing all that dumb shit,
Mm-mm.
I didn't like that.
Mm-mm.
That is the voice of Batman for me forever.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That guy's voice is amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Silk.
Silk, dude.
But like silk with a little sandpaper and it's got a little grit.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, it's so good.
It's like raking gems across a marble floor.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh.
Ugh, that guy is fantastic. As
Batman animated series is coming to HBO Max. Can't wait to watch it.
Dude, HBO Max kind of fucks.
Kind of fucks.
I'm not going to lie.
It's the best.
I mean, of all of the subscription services, HBO Max.
Did you see Netflix upped their price again?
No.
$18 a month now.
For because they're saying they're going to up their game, though.
A movie a week.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
A movie a week.
It's impressive.
We'll see.
They're all just Adam Sandler movies.
They released that Anthony Mackie movie about like him having like cybernetic upgrades or some shit.
Hmm.
I don't know. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a Netflix promo that I've been like gravitated towards yet.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Night Stalker.
But like, that's not a movie.
True.
I'm talking about like their
True.
Movie content True. Right now, and it's
yeah, they got nothing.
I haven't been impressed yet. I think I don't know.
They got a couple of things that are good though. Haven't watched La Revolution. La Revolution.
What is that?
It's like this French vampire thing. It's dope. It's fucking dope. I'm telling you. That's why I bought that wig. The colonial wig.
Really?
Yeah, because I wanted to look like one of the guys. There's
really?
This scene. One of the actors, he plays like the son of the Duke or whatever the fuck, the Earl. Who knows? Hmm. All these stupid titles. But this kid is he's completely psychotic.
No way.
And like, he probably did some Jared Leto shit, like
some method acting
stuff.
Shit, yeah,
to get into this, it was worth it.
All right.
Because he plays a pure psychopath. And he is fantastic. And there's this one scene where he's got like his stupid powdered wig on. His face is all painted up, like some kind of one of Jack's French girls, and he's painted up. And he's got this gold breastplate on, like a chest plate, like armor. Okay. And he's like doing this thing. And he's so satisfied with himself in this scene. And it translates so perfectly. I was thoroughly creeped out. That was fantastic.
Did
by
you
the way.
Hear that?
I heard that. The mic definitely picked that up. I saw it.
God.
Yeah. That was fantastic.
I was like, a little stiff here. Sorry.
No, but this guy, I mean, you got to watch this shit because it's like we've talked about this. Seeing actors from other countries or whatever, you really believe them because you don't recognize them from fucking, you know, yes. Growing Pains or whatever stupid show you saw them in before that they were like, a small part.
It's like seeing Will Ferrell in a movie. It's like, I know exactly
at this point,
what's
yeah,
happening.
Of course, yeah, of course. And, oh my God. I mean, the creepiest, like, it's, I'm going to, we'll put an image up or something.
Okay.
The look in this guy's eyes.
Really?
Oh, it's fantastic. So, yeah, La Revolution on Netflix.
All right.
Good one. Check that shit out.
I've got a deep watch list. Not going to lie.
You're never going to get through it all.
Never going to get through
Finish
it.
Finish The Boys.
I'm going to watch The Boys.
It's so good.
I need to watch Attack on Titan. I mean, it just keeps shifting, man. Yeah. It gets exhausting at points. Not going to lie.
You just gotta.
And part of it
doing
is like
so much stuff.
I mean, part of it is that Remy wants to watch what she wants to watch.
Absolutely,
so she's always in control of the remote.
You gotta spend time.
Yeah,
you gotta be a part.
Yeah,
I get it.
And I mean, honestly, I enjoyed that we watched Hunger Games again.
Right.
She didn't want to.
Right.
But we had a friend over, and he was like, "Let's watch Hunger Games, my favorite movie." So we're like, "We're gonna do it.
We're watching it."
And I was like, "Damn, pretty good.
It's good."
Ted, don't like Mark Wahlberg's face.
Ted,
I was glad
Ted's
to know.
Okay.
I was glad to have that realization
that you don't like Mark Wahlberg's
yeah.
face.
Yeah, I was like, okay, so now I'm gonna just steer clear of anything.
Scorching hot take.
I mean, what do? Okay, be honest. Yeah. Is he gonna be in a movie mm-hmm. in the next forever that you're gonna be like, gotta see that movie?
I don't know if he's ever. No.
Yeah,
doesn't mean
him.
I don't want the guy to make money.
I don't give a shit.
I do.
I don't care.
I'm not trying to take.
I mean, literally any in the
Wahlbergers
sense that,
out of his mouth. All right.
I literally in the sense that I don't care if he makes money or not. Mm-hmm. I'm just done with him.
Yeah.
Don't need to see his face.
Mark
Wahlberg. He's just gonna keep starring in movies that deal with historical events, like the Boston bombing shit and the oil rig bombing shit and the. Who
the
knows
box
what's
office
next?
Bombing shit.
That's good.
Thank you.
That was a good
Thank
one.
You. Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's hey man, he's got his niche. He fits into it. Maybe they'll do Daddy's Home 17 in a couple of years, and it'll be fantastic. Him
Maybe.
And Will Ferrell can get another paycheck, and they can show up at the country club and say, "Hey, buddy. Oh, you're the new startup. Blah blah blah." And I go, "Fuck both of you. I hate your stupid face.
I've got a number one podcast, bitch."
Yeah, we're the biggest podcast in LA. That was a little dump. For those, as a deep break for those who don't know.
Deep cut.
Right?
Only the real ones know.
What happened, ladies? Ladies!
A little dump. A recipe for seduction. What was the game called?
I Love You, Colonel
I love
Sanders.
You, Colonel Sanders. We should get some clips from that. Now, there isn't much. There's no vocal work on that entire game.
Nope. All text. Was
hey,
a little bit.
Ladies.
Ladies.
$40. I got $40. So we've, man, a lot of movie stuff.
Yeah.
This was good.
Yeah.
You were right. The riff episode kind of fucks.
Yeah. We're good at this shit.
Well, that's you know? What we do.
Yeah.
Dude,
okay.
What are you going to, so, you're going to watch The Boys. You're going to watch The Boys.
You're going to watch The Boys.
You're going to watch Titan.
Titan, hopefully.
I have to watch Whiplash.
You have to watch Whiplash?
Not that I haven't already.
I'm probably
willing to say that I haven't.
HBO really has been killing it. I'm mostly gravitated towards
what they've
been putting
out. Studio Ghibli shit alone.
Yeah.
That was perfect.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
So I watched Spirited Away again.
Fuck yeah.
And like I did it in 30-minute clips, you know, right before I would go to bed. It's so good.
It's a classic. It's a classic through and through.
Dude, the Bernie meme.
Oh, my God.
With that the spirit good. Of the... Oh, it was that so was good.
Is that what made you watch it again?
100%. Yeah, it got me back. I was like, I need to watch this
Hell
shit.
Yeah.
That took me there. Totoro.
Video games.
Ooh.
Sorry to just
We have news?
No. I was just going to say, you're going to play Hitman 3?
Yes, I downloaded it, and I have not played it yet. Actually, by the time this comes out, hopefully I will have played it. Yeah. And the next episode, we'll... Yeah.
I might buy it, too.
I mean, it's not gonna lie. Yeah, it's like $50.
I mean, I've never played a Hitman game, but I've always been interested. Yeah.
Hitman's the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's cool because, like, well, in the previous ones, you know, it's like you play through it and then you come back to it. You know, the replay value is definitely there because you can try different ways of going about everything.
Yeah.
So, which, is, I mean, that's one thing I think a lot of video games kind of fall short on is replay. Because sometimes it's like too hard. You know, like, you work so hard to beat a game sometimes that, like, even the thought of going back through it, you're like, nah, I can't do that to myself just to get, like, one little outcome change.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, with the Hitman thing, it's like each mission is, like, it's almost like a game in itself. You can spend as much time as you want. So, you know, just and altering certain variables really does change the entire outcome of how, you know, everything works.
Yeah.
So much fun. So I'm looking forward to seeing what this next gen version of Hitman is going to look like.
Yeah, I like
excited.
One of my favorite YouTube creators, Dunky, he just made a video on Hitman 3, and I mean that guy is so good at like
he's being creative too.
And pushing a game to its limits to really break it.
He was the one you showed me his Mario Galaxy.
Yes,
fucking phenomenal.
He's like the funniest fucking guy.
Shout out Dunky.
Did I tell you about what he did in December to, like, kind of capitalize on the December money of YouTube? He started to make a video a day. He was like, guys, I'm done making good videos. I'm just going to make content. And so he started making just these bullshit-ass videos every day, getting millions of views.
Yeah.
And it was just bullshit. He was like, guys, Minecraft Mondays, Among Us Tuesdays, Among Us Thursdays, drama. I'm going to do all kinds of shit. Like, he was just making bullshit for, like, 2 weeks straight.
Right.
And it was amazing. He was, like, doing a character study or something. It was so fucking cool.
He was method acting.
Yeah, he was. He really was. He was like, guys, all of these YouTubers are making videos every day.
Right.
Making tons of money. I'm going to do that shit.
Why not?
Yeah. It was fucking awesome.
And then he just shows up, like, fucking Ferrari, throwing dough bucks out.
He's so cool, man. He just released his best of 2020 video.
Yeah.
And what I like about his videos is that when he talks about his favorites of the year, he doesn't just talk about what's come out. He talks about what he's played.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate that. Like, he's just a guy that he plays everything. And he's like, this is what I most enjoyed out of this year. Like, he said Red Dead Redemption 2 was his top game of last year.
It was so good.
He said he played it 3 times. And at first, he didn't like it.
What?
First, he wasn't a fan. But then he was like, guys, the second time you play it, it's like you know what to expect from the story, and it almost makes it better.
Hmm.
Like, once you know what to expect, and you know how to, like, play the game, like, how to, like, really work around it.
Spoiler alert. I literally, if you haven't played Red Dead, fuck you.
It's good as fuck.
But I purposely stopped playing it when, what's his name, when I knew he was about to die.
Really?
Yeah, so I haven't even finished the game.
Well, there's different endings. You can get different endings to the
game. But he always gets tuberculosis and dies, right?
No.
You cannot die?
I think you cannot die.
What?
I think so.
I've just been running around with him. There's What's funny, way. Too, is even when he's got the consumption, you're running around in, like, all the cutscenes and stuff. Like, he, like, looks terrible. He looks like he's about to die. But, like, you can still run around the same way, you know, and, like, kill things and shoot shit. So I've just been doing, like, all the side missions while he's, like, all gone just and shit. They're like, oh, you don't look so good, bud. And he's just like, oh, I'm fine. I'm here to hunt these bears. Just going into the fucking little Red Dead mode or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you call that?
Dead Eye. I started playing Red Dead Online with my friends, which is just like the online version. Nice. Just like you get to go on and like cowboy it up with your friends. That shit is so. We were having so much fucking fun.
You ever play GTA Online?
No.
Yeah, I never did it.
Red Dead Online's fun though.
Really?
When we were playing it, I was playing it with a buddy of mine, and one of his friends from back home, he saw that we were playing, and he joined our game and started hunting us down in the middle of this massive map.
That's amazing.
We'd just be walking around, and then we see a dot on the map, and we'd be like, oh my God, he's here.
There he is.
We one time went into a treehouse, and we were like, holed up in there. We were like, where is he? He started shooting us and sniping us from the trees, dude. We were like, what is happening?
That's fantastic.
And then out of nowhere, where a Molotov hits our treehouse and it starts burning to the ground.
Of course.
I was like, I'm stuck. I don't know what
to
do. Oh my
God.
He
hit you with the fucking Denzel level fucking character acting.
He did.
He went there.
It was like some 310 to Yuma shit, man. We were just running around on our horses like, where is he? I don't know.
That's dope.
It was awesome.
I might want to fuck with that, actually.
It was $5 on the PlayStation Store. The online version.
Okay, yeah.
So fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait
to
play
more.
I can mess
with that.
Yeah.
Red Dead was perfect.
I wouldn't say perfect.
I thought it was perfect.
I said it was I think it was pretty good.
It was perfect to me because I'm not crazy about anything other than the actual game. Like, I love...
You're talking about the story? Or
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Okay.
I'm a campaign guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, like, I just thought it was good.
Yeah.
You know, like... The map was huge. You could do so much stuff. But the story was good. The
story was phenomenal.
Yeah, like, and, you know, music was good. Everything felt right.
They followed this, like, Coen Brothers approach to just make every side character interesting.
Yes.
And, like, vibrant.
Right.
And, like, distinct. One thing part of me wishes that I wish Rockstar would just, the company that makes Red Dead, I just wish they'd make a game that's just, like, full story. No open world, no bullshit, just because they're really talented storytellers.
Yeah.
Really talented world builders. Mm-hmm. I just wish they'd give us that and not have to like bog us down with all the other bullshit. Because I feel like they're kind of unfocused in a way.
Is there crossover between Project Red and Rockstar?
Mm-mm.
They need to do something.
They need to do a CD Projekt Red type shit where everything you do like changes the world. Mm. Because Rockstar,
they kind of do, right? Well, no, you're right. You're right.
It doesn't change until the very end.
Okay.
Only the ending will be different.
Gotcha.
In a Rockstar game.
Gotcha.
But what I like about CD Projekt Red is that every choice you make, people will react to you differently in the game.
Right.
In Red Dead, you can be the shittiest person. You can go around killing everybody. You cannot give any money to your camp, and every character will still treat you the same way, no matter what.
Right.
So I think they need to choose between like a choice-driven story or just a linear, like no bullshit, go 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 story.
Yeah.
Because they're so good at it.
They're fucking phenomenal.
They're so good at this, like writing these stories.
I love like all of the side missions, everything in Red, and like the cool thing about Red Dead to me, and I'm sure. I haven't given Cyberpunk its due diligence. Or
I haven't
my
given
due
it.
Diligence. And because Witcher was so fun. Yeah. But what I love about like the GTA, Red Dead, all that stuff, like the world really does feel like there's something to like learn. There's like mystery to it, you know? And that's so cool. Yeah, with Red Dead, like I really like was fascinated by actually discovering some of the not just the Easter eggs but like trying to like uncover like I don't know it just felt
there's all these different weird characters that you can just stumble upon
and there's like cool shit like there's like one thing where like if you like start there's like skulls or something there's like some weird seance
like you're like
thing.
In a crypt thing
yeah and like the did you ever find the weird like devil guy or like vampire thing.
Oh, the serial killer guy where he left around like these like bodies and shit.
So that was one
thing. I never
thing.
Found him.
Right. Or the missing German like
scientist?
Duchess or whatever.
Oh,
no, I found the Nikola Tesla thing.
I never found the Tesla guy. I
that
never
was
found
cool
the
as
Duchess.
Fuck.
I never found any of that shit.
The robot that he creates?
I
you never did
it.
That? Oh, no. That was dope.
I would
did
always
you find
go
the vampire?
To... No.
In Louisiana or whatever? Dude, that was sick too.
I'm gonna play the game again, I think, because Donkey's video really like
there
put
was
me around
some
on it.
Cool stuff in that game.
I need Cyberpunk to be finished.
I need it to, yeah.
I want it to be finished.
I just
so
did
bad.
The Pan Am thing. I've been hanging out with her.
I haven't done anything. I've done only side missions,
yeah.
Just killing people.
Well, I mean, on the computer, it's cool.
Yeah, but it's not done. Either way, it's just not done.
Yeah. I've done a couple of missions, and I'm like, God, this would be great if it was just, if it would flow.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so goddamn choppy right now.
Yeah.
It's killing me.
Yeah.
But
it's such a beautiful world. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. So Hitman, we got that to look forward to. Definitely got to do something on that. Got no movies. No show. Oh, I started watching The Alienist on HBO Max.
Yeah?
The Alienist. Dope.
All right.
Ay-ay-ay.
There it is.
Dope. It's fucking sick.
All right.
It's about this guy. He's got like a weird little gimp arm. Spoiler alert. But it's fucking sick. He's got the strong hand.
Hell
like,
yeah.
What's his name? And is that Scary Movie? It's my strong, my germs.
I don't know. I haven't watched any scary movies. Any of the scary movie series. I haven't seen any of them.
What is wrong
with
you?
Not a single one.
Do you have a social security number?
I don't know.
Are you an actual American?
I don't know.
Oh, boy. We might have just uncovered a truth here. Cal's here reaping the benefits of all the stonks. But he ain't paying in. He ain't paying in, boy. All right. This has been
a good
blast.
One. I had a great time.
Holy shit. As always, sir.
These are always like the most fun for me.
Yeah. An honor and a pleasure.
Yeah.
We don't need to do our.
All the links are in the description.
All the links are in the description.
We love you all so much.
Like and subscribe. Smash that like button.
By the time this episode comes out, look forward to the next live stream.
Ooh.
It'll be around.
We do need to do that. Live from
a week
somewhere.
A week and a half or so from from the day you're listening to this. Ooh. It'll be late February-ish.
Right.
But it'll happen.
Right.
We got to figure out what we're going to do. Probably more Jackbox because our fans like that.
That's the best.
Yeah, we'll figure something
out. Let's find another text-based game, too.
So yes.
Just read.
We might read the fan fiction.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely reading the fan fiction. That's happening.
Yeah.
100%.
100%.
All right, we love you guys. And as always, kisses, bitches.
Woo!